Yeah, we're holding daf lamed vov amaralof on top. The Gemara says, Amu Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that sach ben tefillah letefillah. If somebody speaks out, somebody talks between tefillah letefillah, between one pair of tefillin and the next. In other words, after you put on the shel yad, now you speak out and you talk before you put on the tefillin shel rosh. So halacha is chayzer mavarach. You have to make another bracha. Now when you put on the shel rosh, now you have to make a bracha. That's what Rashi learns, that sach ben tefillah letefillah means ben shel yad le shel rosh. He put it on, he spoke before he put on the shel rosh. Halacha is now, therefore you have to make another bracha. Says chayzer mavarach, which will be mashma, if you did not speak out, then one bracha, stand the first bracha, laniach tefillin, that would apply to the tefillin shel rosh also. Only if you speak out, then you have to make a second bracha on the tefillin shel rosh. So more makes this diach sach in, only because he spoke out. But loy sach loy, if he did not speak out, mashmi would not have to make another bracha. So question is, I was sholach rav chia, pray the rav huna, mishmei the rav yechanan, that he sent over loch in the name of rav yechanan, tefillah shel yad oimer baruch asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzvonu laniach tefillin. And mashmi, every time you put on the tefillin shel yad, you have to make this bracha, like we had before, after it's on your arm, before you tighten it, before you make the kesher, that's when we make the bracha. And then it says, al tefillin shel rosh, then mashmi, when you put on your tefillin shel rosh, oimer, you have to make a second bracha. Baruch atah Hashem v'kadem b'chol asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzvonu al mitzvah tefillin. Schwartz mashmi every time, even if you don't speak out between the two pairs, still you'll have to make a second bracha. And before they say over, Rav Chisda says, no, only because he spoke out, but if he did not speak out, you do not have to make a second bracha. The Rashi says, Lo Sach means, Einu Mevorach, Elo Al Shel Yad Bovad. And here it's mashmi, no, you always have to make two brachas. So the moment is like this. Abaye v'rova tamer tavayo, they both say like this. That loy sach, if you do not speak out between the two tefillins, then mevorach achas einach nam, it's enough to make one bracha. You just make the bracha lohaniach tefillin, and that would help for both, for the tefillin shoyad and the tefillin shorosh. But sach, if you speak out after you put on the shel yad, mevorach shtayim, then you have to make another bracha. So Rashi says, after it says sach, you have to make two brachas, that's kedishalach rabchiyah. That the Rav Chiya sent over, that you have to make two brachas, so the answer is that's only if you spoke out after the tefillin shel yad. But this is Rashi Shita, that if you do not speak out between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, you do not have to make two brachas. It's enough just to make the bracha l'haniach tefillin. Now the Gemara says, sach ben tefillin l'tefillah, that's if somebody speaks out between the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel rosh. So the Gemara says it's called an Aveira, you're doing an Aveira, the Yodai. And such an Aveira, the Chayzer Oleh Mi'orchei HaMachama, when they go to have Machama to fight, so the people that did an Aveira have a right to return. So even if it's such a small Aveira, also you have a right to return. So Rashi says the Aveira was Sach Ben Tfilu Letfilu, and V'Lei Birach Al Sharosh, and then he did not make the second Bracha, that's the Aveira. But rather, Al Samach HaBracha Rishayna, that's the Aveiri, Rashi says, B'yodav Chayzulev, K'diyomer B'per Meshuach Mechama, Ha'yorev V'rach Alevav, M'Aveiri Shubyodai, he has a right to return. So interesting, Rashi learns that if the Aveiri was, that he did not make a second bracha, just for speaking out alone, that would not be a bracha. Because according to Rashi, it's like this, when you put on the tefillin shoyad, that bracha l'niach really would part the both. But now when you speak out, it's like a hesachadas. So now the law is you have to make a second bracha. So if you make a second bracha, there's no aveira in that, Rashi learns. The aveira would be if you put on the tefillin shorosh without a bracha. But again, only because you spoke out in between. This is Rashi Shita. However, Taisis brings down from Ben Gotam, not like Rashi, the Taisis learns that Pirush, what does it mean, leisach l'vorachachas, l'shorosh, means if you do not speak out, then true, you make a bracha l'niach on the shoyad, and then when you put on the shorosh, you only have to make one bracha, al mitzvah tefillin. But if you spoke out in between, then you have to make two brachas on the shorosh. You have to make a bracha laniach and al mitzvah tefillin. And so he brings down the same shot is, v'chein kosa b'shmush rabba. Somebody said, this is the machloikus, the mechaber and the remor, when you put on the two pairs without speaking out, is it enough just to make one bracha like Rashi Shita, or do you always have to make two brachas like Toistris Shita? Well, then next Toistris Medaik from Rashi, like we said, that the Averi B'yodi Rashi learns is only if you do not make the second bracha. But if you speak out and you make the second bracha, Mashmi Adarabba, you're doing your mitzvah at Yimaba B'brachas. So here's Rashi Shita. Surah Mashma for Rashi, if you want to be Marba B'brachas, there's no Avera. The Avera is only if you do the second mitzvah without a bracha. However, there are some Shitas learned on like Rashi. And then on the Avera here is the fact you spoke out that you make yourself to be Marba B'brachas. Not to be Marba B'brachas. Do not be Mechayv yourself to make an extra bracha. That's considered like a bracha Shein Tzricha. So that's good for the Avera, they learn these Shitas, that speaking out, which is Mechayv to make a second bracha, that alone is the Avera. Now the Gemara says, Tonu will enter the Braisa, Kishu Meniach, when you put on the Tefillin, Meniach Shayad, first you put on the Tefillin Shayad, V'yachakach Meniach Shorosh, then we put on the Tefillin Shorosh. Kishu Chaylus, when you take off the Tefillin, Chaylut Shorosh, first you're supposed to take off the Tefillin Shorosh, V'yachakach Chaylut Shayad, then you take off the Tefillin Shayad. So Gemara explains, you understand why. First you have to put on the tefillin shoyad. Then you put on the tefillin shorosh. Why this? Because the pasuk says, "Ukshar term liyos al yodecho." Mashma first put on the tefillin shoyad, and v'hod. Then the pasuk says, "For hoy lo tatof es ben enecho." Then you should put on the tefillin shorosh. So it's very good. Ela, but the second halacha we just had, that kishu chelus, when you take off your tefillin. Chaylut Sharosh. First you take off the tefillin Sharosh. V'yachaka chaylut Shoyad. Then you take off the tefillin Shoyad. L'churu minolan. How do we know this? That this is the Seder? That you have to take off the tefillin Sharosh before you take off the tefillin Shoyad. How do we know this? So Maraba Barhuna Asavunel. It's pronounced like this. The Ramakra, the Pasuk says, for ho yulo tartofas ben anecho. That they should be an ois ben anecho, which is mashma, that kol zaman shebein anecho yushtayim, kol zaman you're wearing your tefillin sharosh, it should always be two. So therefore, you have to put it on second, because when you have it on, it should always be two. And you have to take it off first, because if you take off the shoyad first, it'll be considered like you have a tefillin sharosh on without the shoyad, and that the pasuk says no. That kol zaman shebein anecho yushtayim. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbana, the Braisa says like this. Tfilin, miyema sai mevorach aleihen. When do you make a bracha on tfilin? So it says, mishas hanachosin. At the time when you put them on, that's when we make the bracha on tfilin. Wow. And we'll soon see what this means. It does the chorus treated, the more we had before. But here the sugya is a new sugya. And we'll soon see what's going to be if somebody has to travel, starts traveling early in the morning. He has to leave his house before this man of tfilin. So locher is allowed to put on his tfilin now. And when it comes to the Zman of Tfilin, then he makes the bracha. So that's what it means here also, this Braisa. The name is that in case you put your Tfilin on too early in the morning, when do you make the bracha? Nishas Hanachos means at the time when it's the Zman now to put on the Tfilin. Kate said, what's the case? The Gemara explains, for Yomashkim Lotzis Aderach. Somebody got up early in the morning, before daybreak, before Olas HaShachar, and he has to go traveling now. So Chura Pashit, he should not put on tefillin now, first put it on later. But on Misiyora, the person's afraid, Shema Yevdu, if he doesn't put them on now, just carries them, he's afraid he may lose them. So he wants to put them on right now. But if he just carries them in his hand, he's afraid he may lose them. So Lachur is, Menichon is not to put them on right now, even though it's Kedem Unles HaShachar, it's before the Zman of tefillin. Now you can put it on right now, but Avada now without a bracha. When it comes the time of putting on tefillin to make a bracha, the mashmesh ben, he has to move them, touch them, and then he's allowed to make a bracha on the tefillin. So Ashland's the case is here, shenichom kaidim on Omer HaShachar. He put them on before Omer HaShachar. So lochur is mevorach aleihem mishas hanachosim. What does that mean? Rashi says mishas zman hanachosim. When it comes the time when you're allowed to put them on, the yom perakam of the brachas. The Krishma Mishira Khaveroi, that's called Mishira. When you can see a friend that you know well and not so well, when he's far away, Dal Damas. And the Gemara says, who had in for tefillin also? That's the zman to put on tefillin, mishayira, mishayakir, when he can recognize a friend when he's dalar amas away. Meaning after olas hashachar, before neitzach amo, when it first starts to come out, some say it's a half an hour before neitzach amo. Now this person is afraid to put him on, he may lose them. Therefore Rashi says, Menichem Barashoi, Vamash Mishbu, to have a kilo Menichem, when it comes to this man, Mishayakir, now we should move them with his hands, and that's considered like it's putting them on now, and that's why now is the time to make the Brocha. The other Gemara says, V'yad Mosai Menichem, until how long of the day can you still put on your tefillin? So until it becomes Shkiyasacham, until it becomes evening, up until evening, you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. Mashma, when it comes evening, then you should take off your tefillin. Rabbi Yaakov Oimer, Achetichle Regamin Ashuk, no, you're allowed to leave them on even a little bit longer. Rashi is even Liachash Hashem, even after it gets dark, as long as people are still coming home. Vachomer Nechom say, Ad Zaman Shina, that you're allowed to leave your tefillin on up until you go to sleep. At night time still you're allowed to leave your tefillin on. But Moedim Chachom Nurem Yaakov, the Chom agreed to Rem Yaakov though, Shim Chotzon, let's say he took his tefillin off, Lotes Lebeis Akisei, or Likonis Lebeis Amerchatz, either to go to the Beis Kisei, to go to the Beis Amerchatz, take a shower, Veshok Achama, and it became Shkiyas Achama already, then everybody holds, Shuvay Nechrezi Menichon. Then after Shkiyas Achama, after Lila like, then it's not as man to put on tefillin. We're only saying now, if you have them on from before, you do not have to take them off. But to go to put them on lechetchilom, we hold the Laila labs the Mount Filnu. Laila is not as the Mount to put on filling. We'll soon see why. So the Rabbanik Alocha we hold, because we're afraid Shem Yefiach Behem. So therefore, to go to put it on lechetchilom, it's also. For if you have it on from before, the Rabbanik will not mechayev you to take it off. And the Torah speaks out like that Rav Yaakov and the Chum both hold Laila is man tefillin. Really, with the rice you light it with tefillin at night time. So it says a chash with the Rabbonin that maybe you go to sleep with them and you'll be mafiach with them. Therefore, the Rabbonin said you have to take them off beforehand. So the Shaila, how early did the Chum say you have to take it off? So Rav Yaakov is herchik tefillin with the Rabbonin. That's Rav Yaakov's man that Rav Yaakov says. That when people stop walking in the street, that's already enough of a laila that the chomim want you to take off your tefillin now. The chomim say no, the chomim all you want to leave it on up until you go to sleep. Now, Amar Rav Nachman says, Halacha k'Rav Yaakov, paskin like Rav Yaakov, that lechatchila can only leave them on until it's toka kola regel shebashuk. Once the people start walking in the street, then with Rabbanan you have to take off your tefillin. Rav Chisda v'Ramba Barafuna Matzlo Buburuto. They used to daf Marav with the tefillin on. They left the tefillin on, and Rashi says that's Rav Yaakov. The vice used to daf Marav as soon as it became nighttime, and people are still walking in the street, so they kept the tefillin on even for Marav. And he could the army something like this. Ain't a loch of Rav Yaakov. No, we did not pass like Rav Yaakov. And Tosfos explains, they mean to say that you have to take your tefillin off by Shkia. You're not allowed to leave it on at night time. As soon as it becomes night time, you have to take it off. Ein halacha means not to pshat the hold like the chomim, you're allowed to leave it on even longer until Shina. But it means to pass because you have to take it off right away at the beginning of night time. So this tomorrow's